North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 1 is about sacred relatives. It states, Native people practice a deep interconnectedness with the land, the resources, the water, all living things, and all human beings. Land stewardship, respect for all two-legged, four-legged, winged, crawlers, and swimmers, and a strong belief in the sacredness of all human beings are key elements for our spirituality.
In this episode of Dakota Dade Book, we'll hear from Kevin Locke, enrolled member of the Standing Rock Nation, in part three of Hihankaga and the Milky Way.
And so then, they asked that name because, when they give that name out, then whoever gives that name, they'll, in their prayer, they'll announce out to all the directions, all of creation, so that they can receive that person, that name, with that name. And then throughout your life, all of creation observes you. All of creation sees you. Everything is witness to your life, you see. So then when Hihankaka asks your name, then instantly Hihankaka knows who you are. And then so that you can't stop, because there's no stillness. Everything's in motion. And so, but Hihankaka has the option of standing in place, in which case you have to go on that road that trails out to nothing, right? Or Hihankaka can step to the side and you can go on straight on that journey through eternity, see? But see, none of us knows our fate. None of us knows that. So that's why, in, you know, the Lakota people would have the custom, they would maybe take a lock of hair from a departed loved one, and somebody would keep that. And then the family will devote maybe 1, 2, 3, or 4 years to performing self-abnegating, altruistic deeds in the name of that departed loved one. Because the belief is that our ties are so close that we have the opportunity here to do these things to help our loved one in their name continue on, see? So, things like that. But I'm just, your question was about our natural environment. But you see, you can't do that in Manhattan. You see, grandson? No, I guess you can't see that.
I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org.
Dakota Dade Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.